Everyone put up two thumbs up if we're good. Two thumbs up though, Chuck. Thank you. Okay, we're good. Okay, I'm gonna read from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, okay? A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all of mankind, and the living will lay it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by sadness of face the heart is made glad. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fools. This is also vanity. Surely oppression drives the wise into madness, and a bribe corrupts the heart. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools. Say not, why are the former days better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, an advantage to those who see the sun. For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money. And the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. Consider the work of God. Who can make straight what he has made crooked? Okay, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every one of us that you brought here tonight. And I pray that you would speak through me tonight and that it would be your word and not mine. I pray that it would be a fun time for everyone tonight. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so in the beginning of the passage, I would say it's pretty dark. And in my life right now, I wouldn't say it's bright, but I wouldn't say it's dark, but I wouldn't say it's bright. Okay, so right now, I don't know if you know me at all, but I'm pretty good, or I would say I'm okay at baseball, but I just went to the doctor for my arm to play baseball. And it's not really good. So they just put me in PT, which I'm not very happy about, but it's okay, I guess. But I remember getting very like frustrated with my parents because they want me to do PT, but I don't want to be in PT because I personally think it's a waste of time. Amen. Yes. Okay. But either way though.
That's her job.
Come on, sorry.
Wait, who?
Her, Grace. She doesn't want to be a church.
Yeah, but okay. The problem with my arm is a whole different situation. But all in all, I'm not very happy with the situation at all. But in this chapter, it seems like the author is also not very happy with the situation in his life either. Because he's talking about death being better than the day of birth. And he's also saying that it's better to be in the house of mourning than the house of feasting. And for this is the end of mankind, and the living will lay it to heart. I think we can relate to this, because, or at least I can relate to this because of my arm, but I think we can all relate to this in some way. Like in school, maybe we can have like a test coming up that we're not very prepared for. And I think we all face that problem, me more than others sometimes. But I think maybe when your parents want you to put your dish in the dishwasher, and you don't put it in the dishwasher, and they get mad at you. That's another maybe scenario. But yeah, you could just put it in the dishwasher, but sometimes, you know. But I think there's many like situations that we can maybe we wouldn't really relate to this guy because, well, maybe you can relate to this guy, but I wouldn't say we relate to him like very like word for word or really, but I would say we can relate to him based on like maybe like something is over and you're glad that it's over instead of it starting. Like for instance, my arm, and 2 months from now, I'm gonna be very happy that PT is over than right now when it's starting. And I think that just like the example that I used with putting your dish in the dishwasher, I think it's very good once you put it in the dishwasher so your parents aren't mad at you, than when it's not in the dishwasher, when your parents are mad at you. Yeah. But we can also see that it's okay not to be okay, because he's also being like saying that dying is better than just like, he's saying that it's better to, the day of death is to be better than the day of birth. I think I said that there's many people that are like torn on this topic too, because many people are taking it quite literal that it's better to be on the day of death than to be born. But some other people also are saying that it's like it's better when something is at coming to an end in general than just the beginning of something, like what I just said. But I think we can relate to this guy because he's very like sad and just doesn't have everything okay like right in his life. And oftentimes as Christians too, we like to put like a mask on in front of other people too, and pretend like stuff is okay, and even when it's really not. And I think that's kind of cool that he's open about his like feelings, and he's talking about this too, which I thought was pretty cool. Also, in later in the passage, it also talks about wisdom a lot too. And in it starts off in verse 7. It says, "Surely oppression drives the wise into madness, and a bribe corrupts the heart. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning, and the patient in spirit are better than the proud in spirit." And I struggled when I was doing this lesson, because oftentimes I hear that it's better to be, like the only time it's good to be boastful is when you're boasting in Christ. But also, I think that is very true. But I also think that it is very important also to be patient too, because oftentimes when I want something to happen, it doesn't always happen. Like going back to my arm, I want my arm to be okay, but it's really not. And I have to be focused on what God's plan is for me instead of what I have for myself too, which I have to stay focused on. And wisdom is also, it's very important for us as we grow in our walk with Christ too. In verse 12, it says, "For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it." And we all, I would say I like money, and I want to keep my money too.
Amen.
Yeah. But like thinking about like the why, like think about a wise person in your life. Just for like a second. Anyone got one? Yeah?
Yeah, Chuck.
Chuck, that's cool. That's kind of cool.
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Yeah, my grandma too.
Your grandma?
Sorry.
Anyone else? Gio? Okay.
Pastor I had in Arizona. Pastor Kimberly.
Oh my gosh, EJ.
That's what EJ. Okay, all those people before EJ have something in common. They're all old. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But no, I'm just joking. But I'm just joking. But we all for someone to be wisdom, for someone to be very wise, it's very common for them to have experienced so much, like, in their lifetime, too. Right?
Gabby.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, but someone that I had in mind was Bubba when I went to the Atlantic City trip.
Yes.
And he's someone that goes to our church that I didn't really know very well until I went on a trip that we had.
Yeah, you should go on the trip.
Yeah, you should go on the trip next year.
August.
Yeah, August. Yeah, all of you guys should if you're in high school, though.
Well,
sorry.
Or if you're, yeah.
Okay. Sorry for advertising badly.
But that was right.
But Bubba always said like the right things too on the trip that I never really noticed about him because in church. Normally, I look at him and I'm just like, hi, what's up? Because he knows my family very well, but not really me. And then after the trip, I really got to know him. And now just what he had to say on the trip, like every single day, when he sat down and just talked to us and ate with us, I think that was really good, like, fellowship where I got to learn from him and experience, like, the fulfillment in his life that he had in Christ too, which I thought is very valuable and something that I want in my life too. And wisdom in verse 11, it also says wisdom is good with an inheritance, an advantage to those who see the sun. I think that it's talking about like an inheritance, like I could be wrong, so stop me if I'm wrong, but I think an inheritance is like gaining, kind of, like, right? Is it gaining?
Gaining?
Yeah, like
an inheritance?
Yeah.
That's what inheritance means, yeah.
Okay.
Something is handed down.
Okay, but you could gain it from someone that's coming down, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that it coming from someone else too is very like special in your life, like how Bubba passed it like to me. I think that was really cool. And I just wanted to finish in verse 13. It says, who can make straight what he has made crooked? Going back to my arm again, because it's a very big topic in my life right now. It just is bad from pitching and stuff like that. And I just have to go to a doctor for like 2 months for it. Yeah. But I was very like down on myself for the past like 2-3 days. And today I got a note from one of the guys who's in my class. I don't have it on me. I think I left it in my car. But it was like a workout plan that I've like kind of been big on recently, on like lifting and all that. And now with like PT, it's like kind of like lifting. I don't know what PT is yet. I'm going tomorrow. But
where are you going?
Byram.
The heck is that?
Byram. 4 years ago.
Okay. Anyways, I think. In verse 13, when it says, who can make straight what he has made crooked, I've been, like, trying to, like, push away the situation. And then when I got the note from Mr. C, the aide in my peer-to-peer class, I think it was really cool that God, like, was telling me that this situation is going to be okay. And you're going to, like, get through this, even if it's not going to be how I think I'm going to get through this. I think it's a reminder that Jesus is always with us, even when we don't see him. Okay. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for just the reminder that you're always with us even when we don't see you. And you're omnipresent and always there, even when we're struggling and don't always want to see the light in situations. You're always there for us and always willing to forgive us. And thank you just for loving us. And I pray that we would go into this next week that you, in spite of whatever we're going through, that we see you in our lives. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.